You have more influence than you think, chapter 4, why it's hard to say no. People agree to do things because it's hard to say no. And we all know this, but we forget when we're the one asking. We have a hard time saying no out of politeness. We want to save face. It's called insinuation anxiety. We have a lot of anxiety about insinuating something negative about someone else. So when we hem and haw to do something, saying no would be too awkward and embarrassing for everyone. Because there's an insinuation that they would be... that they're untrustworthy if we do so. The bystander effect is that people are less likely to act in an emergency situation if there are other people around. It's called diffusion of responsibility, but there's something even deeper, which is called pluralistic ignorance. People feel freaked out in an emergency and wonder whether something should be done, but in the initial moments, they look around and see that no one else is doing anything, so they doubt whether anything really needs to be done after all. Jumping up and doing something had the potential to be embarrassing. It's easier to say no over email. In Stanley Milgram's infamous shock experiments, where the person was to play teacher and an actor was playing student, and the man in the lab coat, person running the experiment, the subject would have to send shocks to the teacher, to the student, every time he got one wrong. And despite the pain that it was causing, 65% of the participants administered the shocks all the way up to the highest voltage because they were simply obeying authority. But over the telephone, only 20% did it. It's a lot less awkward to say no to someone when you don't have to do it face to face. Email may be easy to send because you can craft your message perfectly, but it gives the person being asked an easy way out. Showing up in person is much more effective. People can say no by the email or just ignore it. One survey showed people were 34 times more likely to agree to something in person than by email. Avoiding embarrassment is a big part of our lives, even though we don't admit it. Most people think they would do the right thing in awkward situations, but studies show they don't if there's an embarrassment risk. Like, people thought that only 1% of people would go along with the shock experiments. Meanwhile, 65% was the actual number. The illusion of courage is what experiments have shown to indicate that we think others are braver than we are, that they are less worried about embarrassing themselves. So we underestimate the extent to which other people are worried about feeling embarrassed, which is why we're surprised at how many people comply with our requests. Because saying no is embarrassing, and so to avoid feeling embarrassed, people say yes. This illusion of courage leads us to wrongly assume that others would feel completely comfortable rejecting us, and it contributes to wrong ideas about the best ways to ask for things. Our failure to appreciate the important role of embarrassment in driving others' behavior causes us to underestimate our ability to get others to do what we want, but more than that, it distorts our ideas regarding the most effective influence tactics, which in turn perpetuates our tendency to underestimate our own influence. We ask for things in less effective ways, and people say no because we're asking in ways that make it easy for them to do so, and then we're left believing that we have less influence than we actually do. We think our principles will prevail. We think that it'll be much more easy to do something that would be embarrassing than it actually is in reality, or that we actually would be in reality. We fail to appreciate how uncomfortable it'll be to speak up or do something in the moment, and we think we'd be bolder and more confrontational than we actually would be. Even when someone makes a sexually inappropriate, homophobic, or racist comment, people are reluctant to say anything in real life because doing so would be challenging or threatening to someone's face, and that makes us very uncomfortable. It also means that if we say something inappropriate and don't realize it, people probably won't tell us, even if they feel angry, upset, or uncomfortable. Our default is to trust people, not to doubt what they say. And if we do have doubts, we're rarely willing to raise them. Our oversized concern with embarrassment is a simple yet incredibly powerful mechanism of influence. And if you're thinking maybe you don't want to ask people for things because you don't want them to feel obliged and uncomfortable saying no, also remember that people want to do nice things for others. They want to feel the warm glow of helping and feel like good people. So when you ask someone for something, you put them on the spot, but you also give them an opportunity to feel good about themselves. We tend to think that people do, that what people do is the result of who they are and what they believe. But actually, psychologists know that people act first and then develop beliefs to justify those actions. So go ahead and ask people for all the things you should be asking for. Ask your friends for favors and your coworkers for advice. Embrace the influence that you have, though. Ask directly and do it in person.